Hey, you got a match, buddy?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Say, if I ain't being so much of a poke nose, what's the idea of all this hay-foot straw-putting?
All this what?
The bunion raising, the parading.
Oh, no, they're dedicating the new city hall this afternoon. The papers have been full of details. Where have you been?
Me? Oh, I just got into town, buddy. I wouldn't know about this.
Well, if it ain't Trigger Gogan.
Copper. Listen, copper, you'll never take me.
Yeah, I've got you covered, Gogan. One move to your pockets and I'll let daylight shine through you. The other one now. Hold hands with yourself now till we get to headquarters. Boy, I'm glad to see you. This is the sweetest pinch I ever made. Taking Trigger Gogan, the bold, bad bandit.
But not for long, Fusey.
No?
No.
Just the rest of your unnatural life. You've got a little unfinished business to take care of up to state penitentiary.
Our radio play for this week, Repentance, is a dramatization based on a story entitled Once a Thief, Always a Thief Proved Again. This story will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
Afternoon, Mrs. Vidal.
Good afternoon, my good man.
The limousine of Mrs. R. Ethelbert Riddell is ceremoniously ushered to the state penitentiary gate, because this is the afternoon that Mrs. Riddell, as president of the Incarcerated Unfortunates Betterment and Welfare League, makes her regular visit. She is accompanied by her pretty niece, Barbara.
Oh, Barbara, my dear, you'll be surprised how really intelligent some of these poor unfortunates are.
Yes, I'm sure, Auntie.
Now, let me see. Have I forgotten to bring anything? Candy? Cigarettes? Postcards already addressed to Mother Darling? Some back copies of our club magazine and two jigsaw puzzles.
And what's in this, Auntie?
That's all. Let me see. Oh, yes, I say. Why, yes, there's one wing up here where they keep the light shining into the poor unfortunate's eyes day and night. Imagine having the light shining in your eyes day and night. They probably can't sleep a wink. I know I shouldn't. So I brought these eye shades for them. You put them on and tie them behind. Oh, water.
Sorry, madam, my fault.
My hat, I can't see a thing.
Here, Auntie, let me take that box.
Thank you, my dear. It's a good thing the Lord gave me a rather generous nose. There's no telling where my hat would have landed.
Here we are, madam, at the prison office.
Shall I carry some of these things in, Auntie?
Well, no, don't bother, Barbara. Walter will bring them. Oh, my hat.
Low bridge, madam.
You're telling me. I'll not have any hat or nose left if this keeps up. Oh, Walter.
Yes, madam.
Have a trap door cut in the top of the car so that I won't have to crouch every time I get out.
Very good, madam.
Now, come along, Barbara. I can't wait to see number 987654.
Who's that, Auntie?
Oh, I don't know his name. He used to be a bandit or something, but now he's reformed, my dear. He's a trustee in the office. Oh, here we are. Oh, there he is now. You, Mr. 987654.
Well, good afternoon, Mrs. Waddell. I thought it was
you. Oh, how clever of you to guess, and how nice of you to come to greet us. Barbara, this is Mr. 987654, my niece, Miss Humber.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you, miss. Excuse the Yankee flipper. You sure would have made me a swell femme shill in the old days.
I'd have made a what?
You'll get to understand, Mr. 987654, after you talk for a while, my dear. I can't tell you how surprised I was to learn I was a cat.
What's a cat? Or can't you mention it in public?
Why, Barbara, it simply means a refined person. Isn't that colorful? Oh, I see you're wearing a white cape today, Mr. 987654. Is that in honor of my visit?
Yes, Mrs. Rattel. For you, I joined Fauntleroy.
How touching, simply touching. Now, I must do something for you. How long are you here for?
Me? Oh, I ain't gonna graduate. I got the eye spot.
Yes, of course.
I'm not getting out. I got a life sentence.
Oh, what? Well, we'll see about that. Now, tell me, Mr. 987654, and you must tell me the absolute truth. If I managed to get you released from here, would you give up your former life?
Would I go on to square?
Yes.
Would I? Huh. But say, how can you spring me? By sprinkling the flowers? That's enough bribe money.
Oh, I should say not. I'll start a petition from the IUVW League. I'll have you pardoned.
Jerry, you're early. I'm so glad. Isn't this thrilling?
Hiya, Barbara. What's this crowd all about? A coming out party?
Now, Jerry, you know about the model prisoner they just released from the state penitentiary.
Yeah, a bird named Golden who was in for being a habitual crook. I know. What of it?
Well, Auntie is presenting him at his tea this afternoon.
Holy, what a story from who's got a high society in one tea. Let me phone my city desk.
I don't think that's a bit funny, Jerry. Mr. Gogan is reformed.
Reformed? Mike Gogan? Trigger Gogan?
That's what he used to be called. But from now on, he's Mr. Alwyn Gogan, to you newspaper reporters.
What do you mean, Alwyn?
That's the name Auntie's given him. She'll tell you what it means herself. Oh, here she comes.
Oh, there you are, Barbara. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Mrs. Riddell.
Delighted to see you. Here's where you get an exclusive human interest story when Alwyn gets here.
You mean Trigger Gogan, Mrs. Riddell?
It's Alwyn Gogan now, Jerry. I named him Alwyn because it means beloved by all.
I'll be delighted to interview him if he gets here.
If? There's no if about it. Alwyn promised to come this afternoon. Oh, and here he is now. Alwyn?
Hello, Mrs. Riddell.
You didn't mean you'd show up, Jerry. You don't believe he's reformed.
No, and why should I? Once a thief, always a thief.
This time you're mistaken. Mr. Gogan has turned over a new leaf.
It says Mr. Gogan.
Right. And he's going to make a speech.
Friends, friends, I have the privilege to introduce to you our guest of honor, a man who has realized that crime does not pay.
As much as it used to.
Yes.
And that honesty is, after all, the best policy.
For honest people.
Yes, I present Mr. Alwyn Gogan.
Ladies and gents, as Mrs. Riddell here says, the honest life is the only one. I would never go back to crime again. I used to stick up banks and slug policemen and altogether live a dangerous life. But I never killed a policeman. I wouldn't commit murder. In my stick-ups, I used a gun with blanks. Thank you, folks. But that's all over now. And I'm going to write the story of my life. And the last two chapters will be on crime don't pay. I thank you.
Gogan, oh, Gogan. I'm from the evening paper. Can I quote you on that?
Sure. And you can say that nothing would tempt me to leave the straight and narrow.
There's your story, Jerry. Oh, come, Alwyn. I have some plans for you.
Yeah, there's my story, and I'm stuck with it. Why, that two-faced chiseler isn't on the square anymore than I'm king of the underworld. He sure has pulled the wool over your aunt's proboscis.
Are you awful? I think my aunt is doing a wonderful thing, giving that poor, unfortunate man a chance.
A chance to rob her some dark night.
Oh, Jerry Davis, I never want to see you again.
What? Oh, now, Barbara,
no.
Listen, I...
Not until you come to apologize for the things you said about Mr. Gogan and Auntie. Goodbye.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought me here, Alwyn. I've never been to a horse race before.
Atta boy, Mahatma. Let's have a ding-dong finish. Come on.
Race was won by Winnow. I'm again second. Idle hour third.
Oh, gracious. If Mahatma hadn't turned around and started back to meet those other horses, he'd have won.
Hey, Gogan.
All right.
Good luck, Gogan.
Thanks.
Oh, who are those people, Alwyn?
Why, I don't know, Mrs. Riddell. I never saw them before. But that's the way it's been ever since that piece came out in the paper about me being let out of the rest house.
Oh.
You know, everybody waves at me. Then they call somebody. To be so popular.
Oh, and you really couldn't be tempted to go back to a life of crime.
Oh, no, sir.
What?
I mean, man.
Oh.
No, crime don't pay. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'll run right down to our bookie, Mrs. Riddell, and place this bet on the next race.
Certainly, Alwyn.
Why, if it ain't me old friend Trigger Gogan.
Weasel, welfare. When did you graduate? A
couple of months ago. Say, is it true that you're squaring it now?
Yep. I'm living in the square now, Weasel. And it's a swell racket.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm drawing down a century every week, and it don't point me fingers, neither.
A century? Is that all? Why, well, say, that's chicken feed compared to what me and you could get in 5 minutes if you'd bite your joint with me.
I told you I'm living on the square now.
What's the lay?
It ain't far from here. It'd be a cinch to drop in and make the customers elevate. And we could do it without pulling a pop.
Yeah, I hope you're right, Weasel. I ain't aiming to sit in the hot seat.
Now listen, Trigger. This here place is a liquor store, see? Sounds these are holidays. Now the way I dope it out, just about 5 minutes before closing time, Friday night is the zero hour for the trick.
Yeah, and the cash draw before.
Yeah.
Now, you're sure that you got the place rigged up right? You ain't riding a wave.
Me things up straight, pal. I ain't on a habit. No sleigh rides for me. I'm giving it to you on a level. Well, what do you say? Are you in on this with me?
If it's a setup like you say, Weasel.
Well, now listen, it's duck soup to a first trader like you, Trigger. I'll get the smoke wagons for us, and it'll be a cinch. You'll go in with me?
You bet I will. I've been waiting for a setup like this. Is this the place we're coming to?
Yeah. Drive up the front door and leave your engine running. We can get in, scoop up the hip G, and out again. Nobody will recognize these overalls and masks.
Okay. Here we are. The coast is clear. Come on. Now remember, look, you keep them covered. I'll get the Kale.
Okay, Trigger.
Get them up. Everybody, this is a stick-up. Don't nobody lose their heads and everything will be okay. Lock the door. Get away from the cash drawer, you.
Somebody's trying to get in the door. Shall I let them in?
No, let them think the place is closed. I'll get that dough. There's no dough here. This is only chicken feed.
Hey, there's a customer coming in the back door.
Well, come right in, stranger, and join the party. Hey, you, hey, come back here.
You took it on the lamb.
Come on, let's go. Out the back way. Stop right where you are. You're under arrest. You'll never take me, harness fool.
Hey, you killed a cop. We got a scram.
Yeah, they killed Grady. Let him have it, man.
Wait, don't shoot. Give me a chance, will you? Give me a chance.
Jerry.
Hi, Barbara.
Didn't I tell you I never wanted to see you again?
Barbara, I've got something to say about Gogan.
Oh, so you've come to apologize. All right, come in.
First, I want to tell you I still love you.
And
Trigger Gogan's dead.
What? How did he die?
Oh, here you are, Barbara. Oh, Jerry, I didn't see you. Barbara, what do you suppose could be keeping Al with?
I can tell you, Mrs. Riddell. Gogan's dead.
What?
He was killed in the holdup of a liquor store tonight.
Oh, you're sure? You're quite sure?
Here's a story in the latest edition.
Oh, Alwyn killed in a robbery. And he told me he was only going out to see a man about something. A dog, I think it was.
The radio drama to which you just listened was taken from an amusing story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. You'll find this interesting story under the title, Once a Thief, Always a Thief, Proved Again. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you.